Orders for consumer durables are up. How does this affect the economy?
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
New orders for consumer durables exceeded its pre-recessionary level last May and is continuing its upward path, albeit at a slow pace. The direction is up, although not the steep trajectory that one hopes for. Consumer durables are products that have an expected usable life of several years, such as appliances, automobiles, TVs, etc. Tracking consumer durables is important in so much as they act as a bellwether of economic cycles. During recessions, people tend to reduce their purchases of durables because A, these products are generally priced higher and people have to deal with less cash and more uncertainty during recessions, so they reduce their purchases of durables. And B, because consumer durables last a few years, people make do with them a little longer if they have to. However, during economic recoveries, demand for consumer durable rises, reflecting higher income and confidence levels. New orders for consumer durables crashed during the recession. By June 2009, new order for consumer durables had dropped to almost half of its pre-recessionary level. It has just been since last May that the new orders reached their pre-recessionary level. And as of October, it has exceeded its previous high by around 4%. Orders for consumer durables are growing, however, its growth rate has slowed down this year. Regardless, the fact that new orders are rising is a good sign for the economy, indicating that consumer confidence has increased sufficiently to cause consumers to spend more money on durables. New orders for capital goods, which is a direct indicator of actual investment in the future, also crashed during the recession. However, this indicator started to rise rapidly through 2011, reaching 98% of its pre-recessionary level, only to drop again for an entire year in 2012. A secondary recovery for this indicator started the first quarter of this year. However, that spurt also fizzled out in June, and subsequently this indicator has been going sideways. All of these means that this Christmas, Santa is more likely to bring appliances and cars or even new electronic games compared to last year. The investment market is also expected to come back, recognizing that this is indeed the new normal. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News. One of the great things about public radio is that the people who use the service are the people who are the largest sources of support for the service, which is how you know it acts in your interest. Help get the WDIY fund drive off to a great start. You can help WDIY pay for the news that you enjoy every day by making your contribution today at WDIY.org. Thanks.